Good morning or good evening to you, and welcome to episode 69 of Talking Tech Podcast. Before I embarrass us all with an off-color joke about the episode number, let me quickly get my co-host Vinayak. Hey Vinayak, what have you been up to?
I've been up to buying a lot of stuff actually. A lot of things that are going to be coming up in our Talking Stuff YouTube channel. Stay tuned on our YouTube channel to make sure you see what all I have got myself as an early Christmas gift, I guess.
The best gifts are the ones you give yourself, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. That's the only thing. Those are the ones that I generally like.
I did something even worse. So I was anticipating a large hike or at least a decent hike, and I kind of rewarded myself for it. And now we found out that we are getting peanuts. And I guess that's a consolation prize now, at least. If not a reward, now it's a consolation prize. So even I'm getting myself a bunch of stuff which should reach me over the next month. So
we've all been spending thinking of something else going to come in, right?
Yeah, we are spending money which we don't have, which is always a good sign of good fiscal discipline. Anyway, so we've got some decent news, interesting news. So let's get right down to broken news. What say?
Yeah.
And starting off, this one had me a little confused, and you'd understand why it also has me pissed off, right? Because news is that this news, in fact, came around last year, saying that Google also has a budget Pixel in the works. So it was not released along with the Pixel 3. But now people have got hold of, the Pixel leaks continue always, right? Google has not tightened that ship. So there is photos and there's a lot of news about the mid-range Pixel, which will be released sometime in the next few months. And
is it also going to have that awful notch?
We don't know. I think it's not the XL. It's just a smaller size Pixel. So it doesn't have the notch. And specs-wise, Vinayak, what do you think of it? Like the iPhone XR, instead of the OLED, even Google has swapped it with LCD to reduce the price. I think it's got a plastic case instead of glass like in Pixel 3. Snapdragon, instead of the 800 series, they've gone to with Snapdragon 670. Yeah. Storage is reduced to 32 GB. But the best part, it's got the same camera, supposedly. And even better, it's got the headphone jack. Now you know what pisses me off. So according to Google, if you want a headphone jack, you should go for a budget phone, and the budget phone has more features. I mean, it's got the headphone jack.
Maybe people who can afford their Pixel, the premium lines, they can also afford Bluetooth headphones or headsets.
Whatever, man. This was really annoying.
Don't they give USB-C earbuds in the Pixel premium Pixels?
Yeah. They give the dongle too. But I want a headphone jack. I mean, I want to be able to use any earphones which I have. And worst part is, I don't want this to be a rant about headphone jacks again. But imagine you're in an airport and you've forgotten your headphone. So often in the good old days, I used to just walk into the nearby, the Chroma Zip or whatever, the tiny little shop, and just buy a cheap earphone and use it. No, you can't do that. I can't buy a cheap Bluetooth headset.
You can't even use a cheap, selfie stick.
Exactly. Even more interesting, here's the thing. When they say mid-range Pixel, now, what they're talking about in the blog and in the blogosphere is they're talking about a $400 to $450 price point, which kind of is in the OnePlus 6 or in the OnePlus price range. So I can either go for a budget Pixel with a budget, it's got the Snapdragon 670, or I can actually go for a ball-busting flagship from OnePlus or even from Xiaomi.
Yeah, Xiaomi, the Poco phone is also something like 21, right?
Yeah, and Poco phone will definitely be way cheaper than this. Of course, we don't know the pricing.
The Poco phone is also LCD, I guess, and the camera is not as great as Pixel, maybe.
Yeah, at some point...
Pixel is banking on the camera. Everybody buying it for that camera.
At some point, paisa bolta hai, yaar. I mean, you know me, I'm the paisa vasool guy, and I don't know, yaar.
I've been watching some video, like Linus Tech Tips, you know that channel, right? And he had a video out on the Pixel 3. He's having a lot of bugs on that, on the Pixel 3.
Okay, yeah. In fact, we even spoke about it a couple of days back, where continuously, one after other, there are bugs. Even on the old Pixel 2, whether the camera got upgraded, and the camera app, and I've also noticed that along with the upgrade, I've also got upgraded to a couple of bugs in the camera app, because a couple of times I've taken photos, which especially it's happened both on both occasions with portrait mode photos, and they don't show up later. I'm just
even laggy shutter, no?
No, the shutter is super fast and all. It's just that later when I go through the photos, I don't see that particular portrait photo.
Because in the video, he clicks on a photo, like he takes a photo and it takes almost a second to save. Sometimes it happens. It doesn't always happen. There are a lot of bugs, actually. Google is supposed to be showcasing or marketing their phone, saying that, okay, they have the software that progresses, as they say, no, that they are the software kings kind of a thing. But when they have their own phones, which is who are the creators of Android, have had more problems than the Xiaomi's, what do you say? What is it called? The MIUI, right?
Yeah.
Is a better implementation of Android than what they have.
Yeah, it's closer to iOS in terms of aesthetics. Anyway, you got some more news from, at least thankfully, some good news from Google.
Yeah, this is good news from Google. The Google Assistant is supposed to be supporting local languages, that is Indian local languages like Tamil, Telugu, Kannada, Marathi, Gujarati, and Malayalam. But the thing is, it's going to be releasing only in 2019. So, if you want to use Google Assistant in your local language, I think this is a good thing that Google has come out with.
Yeah.
And,
honestly, this is something which is exciting to me, because I don't know. Again, see, with English, you don't have many types of English, right? I mean, the kind of English, we don't have conversational English and formal English, really. I mean, we kind of speak the way we write and that way. But as far as Indian languages are concerned, and especially something like Tamil, if you listen to two people talking in Tamil in casually, and if you listen to a Tamil news channel, for example, it's totally different. So I don't know whether Google would be able to pick up on conversational everyday Tamil. And if it does that, then yeah, it's going to be really helpful in my house.
Because if we are actually coming out with these features, they must have taken that into account, right?
I don't expect it to be great at first cut, but yeah, at least they're getting started. Which reminds me, I mean, I'm not, I have this bad habit of putting you on the spot, but does Alexa support any Indian languages?
I have not checked it out, but as far as I know, it's only English.
For now, okay. But it does speak with that cute English, Hindi, I mean, sorry, Indian English accent, which is nice.
Yeah. Which you can also change to the American English thing if you want.
True. And this other news from Apple, that would have made you happy.
Yeah. I can't say I'm happy about it. But at the same time, like, Apple has cut production of the iPhone XR and the XS. And they're not even been giving out their sales numbers, right? Like, it's not been coming out. In this, they didn't put, like, release it for this quarter. So something seems to be wrong here. Like, are they not doing well, or they did not reach their numbers that they wanted?
If you notice, I mean, it's a standard feature of every Apple event, right? The first they tout the numbers and they say we are gaining market share, we are doing this, and they'll try, if possible, take a pot shot at Android or at Windows, depending on whether it's a macOS event or iOS event. And
but they did, right? When the iPad event also.
Yes.
They took a pot shot on all the laptops that are available also, right?
That they did. Some bad habits can't be stopped. But they didn't give out any numbers even for iPads. And of course, that's because the iPads have been dropping sales consecutively now for, I think, 3 years or more than 3 years. Now, and the iPhone was, of course, the saving grace, because iPhone was always doing gangbusters. And Don't get me wrong. The iPhone is still doing amazing. It's just that it's not doing as good as it used to by Apple's phenomenal standards, right? 30%.
They must have promised some numbers and they're getting something else kind of.
Exactly. And a 30% cut is not small. It's huge. And that's the
and if they're not doing well, that means they're not doing well, right? Because they don't have, they must be having non-sold stock or something. Because if they have to cut down production,
yes,
either the demand is not as good or they have too many. They have too many stuff in the warehouses.
And of course, the way they found this out is because Foxconn, who does the manufacturing for Apple, they have started laying off people in the iPhone factory. And generally, it's like a new iPhone is released. These people ramp up production because, you know, they recruit more people. But this time they're letting go of people. And some sources have found out that Apple has also reduced its orders. So not...
But speaking of orders, I think so Apple is still bringing out the iPhone 10, right? Because of the AMOLED screens from Samsung, that they have that the minimum order or something like that, right?
That's a funny story, right? I mean, officially, Apple still sells iPhone 10 because that's their within air quotes, budget phone now. And what's happening is when they cut the deal with Samsung for the OLED panels, I think they had promised that they'll do a minimum number. And since that number has not been met, and if they don't meet that number, apparently there's a huge penalty with the Samsung, and they must have done some cost benefit analysis. And so now they're ramping up production of iPhone 10 so that they can order more OLED panels from Samsung and keep up their end of the bargain.
But what are they using right now then on 10s and 10s Max? And
we don't know who that panelist was from. But even if it is from Samsung, even for that will be a separate sourcing agreement. So, more of a contractual thing rather than anything else. They can't say that, let's shift that contract over to 10S. That's a totally different contract. So they.
But the thing is, if it was still Samsung, they could have just told, okay, it's from Samsung, right?
They can't. You really expect Apple to say, you know what, we have the best magical display from Samsung?
Yeah, they keep saying it's the most magical display, the most liquid retina display. That's the new phrase.
Yeah, even the Pixel has Samsung displays.
This time, right? The last time it was LG, now this time it is Samsung.
Yeah, this time it's Samsung. And this last bit of news, this made me very happy. You have Audible, which has an Amazon company which produces and distributes audiobooks. They have at last launched in India and at a phenomenal price point. Trust Amazon to get the price point just right. So it's 199 rupees per month, and Prime members can get a 3-month free trial. And of course, I've already signed up for it. Vinak, you've ever tried Audible before?
I had seen it long back, actually, because I used in US this thing, it reads out the books for you, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So yeah. I think it's been 15 years or so. I remember I was in New York or some place, and I saw an ad for Audible, signed up for it. That time, of course, since it was not in India, I was paying some $15 per month. But thankfully, the dollar was, I think, around 40 rupees or 45 rupees or something. It didn't pinch me much. So I have a huge collection of audiobooks, and it was really good because, I was not, I felt that I was not reading as many books as possible. And instead of listening to a podcast, I would listen to a book. And, I ended up finishing up at least one book every month. So the way this subscription works is for India, for example, you pay $199 per month. They give you one credit. So most books, 99% of the books cost one credit. So essentially for 199 rupees per month, you can buy one book one book. You can always buy additional book by paying for it. Some huge books I remember there is a Stephen King book, which is 16 hours. That costs two credits. So except for those rare instances, generally one credit is one book. And so 200 rupees for one audiobook, it's a phenomenal value. I would highly recommend it.
And who reads it? Is it read by some celebrities or something?
So
or just...
you have really, you have amazing voice talent. So some of them are people we know. Sometimes the authors read it themselves, and in some cases there's a dramatic reenactment. So somebody doesn't just read it out. So you have various people reading out the lines of various characters. There's some background music and all. So those are all dramatic reenactments. But even otherwise, I have probably around 30 or 40 fiction and non-fiction books. I have the Woody Allen collection complete, and where Woody Allen himself reads it out. Quite a lot of books. So I'm happy that it's come to India. And I've already got my first book. So good for me.
Like Prime from Amazon is pretty good, actually. Like, it's giving you video, it's giving you audio in the same, like Amazon Music. Then you have Audible, then you have Kindle, like book reader, no? Amazon
yes,
Reader.
Yes. But this is, of course, on top of Prime, you have to pay $1.99 per month, which is, I guess, definitely worth it.
Okay. So Audible is separate, not from that main Prime. No, this because thing. Audible, the 3-month trial for. You have the 3-month trial for Prime members. Yes, that's the only advantage I think the Prime member has.
It's like you're getting 3 books for free, which is
that's
bad at all.
Which is being read to you also.
Exactly. So and before they've come to India, they have some books specially produced for India. So you have people like I forgot who it was. I think it was Viet Kalki Coquelin or and some other voice talent and all. They've read out books. So good. I would definitely recommend that you check it out.
Yeah.
And okay, we've not had a rant corner for a long time. So today I thought for our feature, we'll end up doing a lot of ranting. And the reason why we've not had a rant corner is because our entire show, we end up ranting about things. So we didn't need to have.
Yeah, we already ranted in the beginning, right?
About
now.
Google. Then we ranted about.
Yeah.
Apple. But if that's not enough of complaining, well. There's some more in store. So Vinayak, I think I've spoken to you about this, where about, flagship fatigue. There are just too many, and we're not even talking about low-end phones, just too many flagships which keep coming in through the year. I mean, we are at the end of the year now, and just in already, the buzz has started about the Galaxy S10. So the rumors have come, the leaks will start coming. And when is that thing in Barcelona, that MWC? February, right?
I think it should be
March. So that's when they release the Galaxy S. So Galaxy S10 will, let's say, come in February, March of 2019. Then
I'm just thinking, what are going to really change in the S10?
That's a topic for another podcast itself. Yeah, we don't
that is start true.
Firming up. Then
so we have to rant about this year right exactly. Now.
So February, March, people will talk about the Galaxy S10, the leaks will come. And obviously by April, it will be 6 months since the OnePlus 6T. So the OnePlus 7 will come out by then.
Seven. OnePlus 7 again.
Just recovered from that.
We just had the 6T, right? Like, we just had the 6T and already the 7 is, we are talking about the
exactly.
7 now.
And then comes, I think, the Galaxy Note. Then... iPhone season, then it is Pixel again, then of course, then again OnePlus has its second release, the T release comes, and I'm not even including.
But somebody said something, right? That was LG, I think. We're not going to do according to the industry, we're not going to keep releasing too many.
Look at what
phones.
Happened to them.
Yeah, they are really actually out of the limelight, I guess. There's nobody talking about them now.
So HTC is having company there. LG is joining them. And I'm not even talking about releases from Xiaomi, Huawei, Oppo, Vivo, and all this Realme and whatnot. Keeping that aside, if you add that pepper that in, every month you've got at least one major phone releasing. And see, there is not much differentiation, right? I mean, most of them end up using the same Snapdragon, at least on the Android side. The latest Snapdragon will be there. We are at a level where all cameras are awesome, right? I mean, it's just that it's whether...
Like, what happened is each one is cutting corners somewhere or the other. Like, suppose you take the Xiaomi Poco phone, it's using that LCD 1080p screen, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's using the Snapdragon 845.
But FYI, even the Pixel has a 1080p screen. That's a major flagship.
Okay. Yeah. So, but that's an OLED, I guess, yeah, right? No, oh, LCD screen. You said LCD.
OLED.
Yeah. LED.
And of course, you've got notches everywhere. Headphone jacks are dying.
Yeah.
So, my question.
I think the Poco phone cannot really compare the camera-wise to the other phones. Then the Snapdragon processor-wise, there are, like, you have the Asus ROG phone, which uses the same Snapdragon 845, but there are tweaks within it to allow for better cooling and better air circulation so that you can play gaming more, do gaming more on that phone. It used to not thermal throttle, so it doesn't slow down when it really, like, when it starts heating up, because it could keep cool.
Yeah, at least way. With the ROG phone, I mean, that's an excellent example which you brought. At least some differentiation is there, saying that this is a phone built for gaming. But otherwise, all these other phones, there is no differentiation. If somebody says, okay, you know what, what's the difference between a Pixel and a OnePlus 70 or 80 or whatever, and the latest Galaxy S, it's all of them are pretty much the same. Same internals, pretty much the same. They have, yeah, some of them have better designs which appeal to you, some of them have might not. My question to you is,
yeah,
do you see, I mean, okay, I'll tell you what, okay, let me put it this way. Are you still as excited about new phone launches as you were, let's say, 2 years ago?
Actually, I am not only excited about new launches. I'm also thinking of if I should continue with Samsung anymore also.
That's okay. Hold, stop, press. That's a major news. I didn't expect you to ever say that. But
because you're paying for the same specs and like you're getting a phone, like other phones which are at lower price, maybe even the OnePlus 60 has some features which in the camera, they're like, okay, the phone was released earlier before the OnePlus 60, but OnePlus 60 did do well, better than the Samsung Galaxy Note in the camera department for low light.
So what you're saying is basically it's a commodity. It doesn't matter whether you have A or B or C. It's just, as they say in Hindi, unis biska farak between them.
I know, it's like, but the thing is, the price difference between a Samsung and this one is almost one more new phone.
Which is exactly, I mean, that's a pointed one. Once it's commodity, then if we say that these flagship phones are commoditized, we are saying that they're all generic, so it all comes down to price. Okay, if this guy is 1 rupee cheaper, let me get that.
Yeah, but Samsung is like 100% costlier.
True. And as is Google.
But again, okay, one thing you can say is, okay, the OnePlus 60 and all that. I think OnePlus 60 has waterproofing, right?
I'm assuming
it. I don't think
it has. I would be surprised if it's not.
No, a lot of them don't, actually. I think the OnePlus 60 also does not have, OnePlus 6 didn't have waterproofing, IP rating or something like that. So that's where the Samsung's actually, like, you have a well-rounded device, actually. It is not I can't say it's the best in everything, but it's got everything kind of a thing.
Even you are finding it tough to keep track of all the phones because there are just too many goddamn phones around.
Yeah, that is
true. Do you even know, for example, if I asked you, what's the latest Vivo phone or Oppo phone?
No, I can't even think of it. I think Oppo Find X.
I have no clue. So even if you made up, you just said Oppo Find Next, I would probably nod my head because I have no idea what to check whether that's true or not. Even Vivo and all, you have what? Vivo has what? Ranveer Singh? I don't know. One of them has Deepika, one of them has Ranveer, one of them has Aamir Khan with really annoying ads. That's all I know. And all of them talk about
Vivo selfies. Next. Yeah. But now, actually, they were these Chinese companies, right? The Oppo, Vivo and all. At least I find something different. Like, you had that Find X. I think the Oppo Find X only had that camera that actually hides behind the screen to give you a total screen, like complete bezel-less design kind of a thing, right? Yeah, notch-free. That's the biggest thing. Like, the only thing, the mechanical part could get damaged. But there was another one which you had to manually slide.
Which actually makes sense, no?
Yeah. You do it when you want to. Okay.
Which is fine. But yeah, here's the thing now. This is kind of breaking news where just a couple of hours ago, I got news that my mom lost her phone. Now I need to get my mom a phone.
Oh my God.
A budget phone. And trust me, I look at it in the budget category. It is a good problem to have. Okay. Pretty much all the phones are good. I look at the specs and it's like, okay.
No, but you have to be very careful actually. At the same price point, you have the Snapdragon 420 or 425 and all that, but you get a bigger screen.
Right.
Or you get a 6 series Snapdragon, but the screen might be smaller, kind of a thing. It's so tough actually to select a phone in that price bracket actually. 10 to 15K, I guess.
It's confusopoly where, you know, it's crazy. You know, you have to look at the processor, you have to look at this, you have to look at the phone, storage. If nothing else, then you'll see that the storage is 8GB or 16GB or some crap like that.
And if your mother likes taking photos, then camera also comes into play there.
With moms, the problem these days, I think even you might know, is these people have crazy WhatsApp group where I'm telling you, Pirate Bay has nothing. With the amount of content these people, the illegal content these people just send across each other on WhatsApp. She gets like 500 MB movie files, not movies. These are all Bhakti, Prachar and Bhajans and all that. It's all sent on WhatsApp.
500 MB.
And then she'll come and say, you know what, I'm out of space. And I'll have to check and WhatsApp will be occupying like 16 GB. Anyway.
Like WhatsApp is really taking a lot of space, even on our phones. If you don't do a spring cleaning once in a while, it just fills up.
The thing is, coming back to our flagship fatigue, do you see this becoming better or do you think it's going to get worse in the coming years?
There are too many companies that are there. Everybody's releasing something or the other. So we always have some phone or the other coming out.
And to
I guess.
Make things worse, you have people like OnePlus who say, you know what, once a year it's also not enough. We are going to do a phone once every 6 months.
I'm waiting for somebody to do something really different. Actually, I'm waiting for something so over the top that, like now it's like the. I think this is called the candy bar design.
Yeah, the foldable phones.
It's
foldable
becoming
phones is coming, right? You want to talk about that?
Will we like something like that? Will we really like Samsung has something
Samsung
like that, right?
Some of the Chinese company also did that, where the display itself folds. And honestly, at least they're doing something different. So. Maybe this
evolves
something.
But I'm still waiting for something to really wow me, kind of a thing.
Who knows? Okay. That's pretty much I think we've ranted enough about phones. Should we get down to app picks? You want to go first or should I?
So, what's your app pick?
Well, this is something which, again, I ended up... I've been settled on my Pixel phone or with its Google Pixel launcher for quite some time. But in the olden days when Google's launcher used to suck, my favorite launcher was Nova launcher. And I have a paid version of that. Other day in my mom's phone, both my mom and dad have Redmi phones. They were having difficulty because all the launcher was dumping all the icons on the desktop. And I think they were getting confused. So I was looking for an alternate launcher. So instead of Nova launcher, I just chanced upon Action Launcher, which is again very well known brand by this developer called Chris Lacy. And I really liked it because it had some really cool features where on the leftmost screen, first of all, this is probably the only third party launcher which can get you the Google Now screen or the Google screen on the left. It's a additional add-on which you have to download and sideload and all, but there's a workable way of doing it. Apart from that,
what is that? Is a new screen on your home screen next to your home screen?
Since you're a Samsung guy, you probably don't know, but in Pixels and all, if I swipe to the left, I get the Google feed, which is
I get the Bixby feed.
Exactly. So for the rest of us, we get the Google feed, which is very useful. And I used to miss that in third-party launchers, but this one had it. And also, you can I can swipe to the right, and there's a small pane which comes with where you can load widgets and all. But bottom line, I found Action Launcher to be pretty cool. There's a free version, and the paid version was just 100 rupees. So I got my mom the paid version of Action Launcher, and then for good measure, even I thought, okay, let me try it out. I paid 100 bucks again, and I bought it on my phone. And I've been using it for the last 1 week. Definitely, if you're looking for a nice, clean launcher or alternative, which is very close to the stock Android launcher, this one has lots of good features. For example, this is something really cool. If any particular app has a widget along with it. So for example, I can just swipe up on the Gmail icon and it'll just pop up the widget. So I can quickly, without opening the app itself, I can see what is the latest mail. I can swipe up on the, let's say, WhatsApp icon, and it'll give a pop-up with the widget. So they call it blinds. So I found this feature to be really cool, and it's got lots of such, you know, cool little things which make life easier. So that's Action Launcher by Chris Lacey. It's free, but you can also just pay 100 rupees and I would encourage you to support the developers, Action Launcher.
Yep. So, okay. So, coming to my app pick, a lot of you must be using like Word documents and Excel documents on your phone. And you might, and like at the end, you might be actually installing Microsoft Office on your mobile phone. But if you install Microsoft Office on your phone, you generally need that Office 365 membership, I guess, right? So you can use it. So there is this suite called the WPS or Kingsoft Office, which is a pretty small all-in-one Office suite, which has spreadsheets, memos, docs, and this Kingsoft Office can actually open up Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Google Docs, everything. And that being only at less than 37 MB, it's pretty small, and it's got everything that you would need actually on it. So if you are if you read Office documents or edit sheets on your mobile phone, I think you can always try out WPS Office or Kingsoft Office, as it's called.
Coincidentally, my dad was looking for he has the Office, Microsoft Office, right now, but I think the trial is about to run out. So I was looking for something like this. I'll definitely give it a try on my dad's on my dad's phone. Is it free or is this a paid one?
Okay. This is free.
I'll then.
But it does contain ads.
So I assume there's you can pay for it to get rid of the ads.
Get rid of it. There should be a paid option purchase. Also. There are in-app purchases actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So I noticed that you changed it from the changed from what we had on the show notes. So I'll need the link from you later. So that's pretty much this week's show. You want to plug any of our YouTube videos before we wrap up for the day?
There are quite a lot of videos that we have already released. Like this, lot of things that's coming up. Just make sure you keep track on our YouTube. A channel, you will find some things that I think are going to be unique, I guess, here.
Definitely.
I think
on our YouTube, and search for Talking Stuff Net. That's Talking Stuff Net. And you might also want to check out our other podcast, that is Attention Please Podcast. So available wherever Talking Tech is available. So do check out our other podcast.
Yeah, and another thing I would like to also bring to notice is we have a Patreon account. It's the same, actually. It's called Talking Stuff Net. Do search for us on Patreon, and if you would like to be our patron, it will be really helpful for us actually to create more new shows
you. Absolutely. So head over to Patreon. We have a link to our Patreon on our website too. We appreciate every little contribution which we get. It all goes a long way in helping us keep our independent voice and helping me and Vinayak get out of bed in the morning and get you good shows. So that's pretty much it from this week for us this week. And we promise to be more regular in the future. So that's it from us. Thanks and bye, Vinayak.
Bye, Vinayakam. Thanks for listening to us.